It's time to swing into the golf world of today with Springdale Golf Live, sponsored by our friends at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Here's your host, Keith Stewart.
Members, friends, and players, good afternoon and welcome to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart, and I'll be entertaining you on this Friday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. You know, you can listen anywhere at 920thejersey.com. Just hit that Listen Live button. Sing it, Bob.
And you better start swimming or you'll sink like a stone. Or the times they are a-changing.
You know what, Al Brooks?
What is that, Keith?
It's one of those fun Fridays. Let's have some fun.
Sounds like it.
Come Brandel and cynics who say Spieth's at the end. You're the same ones who lied, said Tiger won't win again. The PGA Tour is back and the flagstick is in. For the rules are new and the USGA needs saving. So tune in now, you're sure to fit in. Well, the times, they are a-changing. All right, Al. There you go. Thanks so much to Al Brooks on the board, our producer, for getting us started today.
You are welcome.
You know, and Bob Dylan.
If I didn't know any better, I thought Bob was sitting across from me.
I look that bad?
No.
Oh, okay.
You sound that good.
Oh, geez. Well, I'm not quite sure if that's a compliment. But let's skip right ahead because we have someone on the line here today. And that man is the one, the only, Billy Dratty. And he's the creative director for Summit Golf Brands. And you know what? Golf's number one fashion designer. Let's just be honest here. And he's over in New York and he's calling out to Princeton today. So, Billy Dratty, welcome to Springdale Golf Live.
Keith, glad to be on.
Well, you know, have you ever been intro'd to a little Bob Dylan before?
You know, I was almost lulled to sleep. It is 3 o'clock. I usually take a nap now, and listening to Bob, and then you know, were harmonizing with him. It was really relaxing me.
Well, I'm glad I put you in the mood for a little SG Live here. But well, let's get right into it. All right, we know you are one of the lead trendsetters in the golf industry, and I want to know. It's the start of a new year. It's 2019. What are you most excited about this year?
Me personally, or me as a golf designer or a golf apparel designer?
Well, you're a golfer. You're a family man. What are you excited about in golf?
I just got a brand new hip, so I'm actually most excited about getting out there and test driving it. But aside from that, each season, we work for basically 6 months, coming up with what we think is going to be new and important in each season. So it's kind of like your kids. You love talking about it. For Dratty, the B. Dratty line, we put out a new cotton sweater, and it sounds very boring, but if you look in, I would say, any golf shop today, you'd be hard-pressed to find a cotton sweater. And the one that we did is just, it's the most comfortable garment I've had on in a long time. And we've gotten so used to wearing, especially in golf, wearing sweatshirts, cotton sweatshirts, and now specifically Tech sweatshirts, that you forget how good a sweater can feel on, because it's the way you make a sweater is you literally can shape the seams of it so that it fits more comfortably, and the fact that it's a knit makes it more comfortable too. But this is incredibly lightweight. We garment dye it and garment wash it like a pair of jeans, and so it's got a garment wash look to it, and it's incredibly light and really, really comfortable. So in terms of what I'm looking forward to is getting a couple of those. Zero restriction. We also came out with a new what I call, it's an overused term, a new hybrid layering piece. So it's got a quilted woven body to it, and then knit panels on the side and also on the sleeves for comfort. So those are probably the two pieces that I'm looking forward to putting on and getting out there playing with.
Well, I'm so excited that you went through that whole description and you never said the two words quarter zip. you know?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, that it's just that one thing is just killing me these days. So I think that the new year is up and you have listened to the masses and you're coming out with something that fits well and it's fun. And it's, speaking of the masses, you know, one time I was doing some research getting ready for this interview this week. And folks, we're here talking to Billy Drady, and he's the creative director over at Summit Golf Brands. And that's your Zero Restriction and Fairway and Green. And of course, the B Drady line, the Brothers Drady line. And one of the things you said way back in the day when you started B Drady back in 2013 is that you felt like somebody asked you, how does the tour drive or influence fashion? And you said, you know what? The tour really doesn't influence fashion. But as golf is now starting to really evolve and change, and we have these new influences, things like Topgolf and Drive Shack, how do you feel like something that is completely outside the realm of traditional golf might influence golf fashion?
Well, I think that, you know, the whole influx of technical apparel in golf has certainly broadened what people wear for golf today, you know, specifically for women. I mean, it was embarrassing what women wore 10 to 15 years ago to play golf. Just that it was embarrassing and that it was so matchy-matchy and outfit and coordinated. And you know, the way that women are dressing today for every part of life is very much, you know, it's an outfit that has to perform for them all day. So if they're dropping their kids off at school and then going to yoga or to work out and then going to do something else, have lunch, and then going to pick up their kids at school, that outfit has to transition through the whole day. And that has made its way onto the golf course, where, you know, a lot of the stuff that you would see for women either out running or doing yoga is now making its way to the golf course, which I think is exciting for women for sure. And to a lesser degree for men, but certainly for men.
Well, I tell you, one thing's for sure is that anyone that knows you, and I've talked to a couple people that know you intimately, and they said that Billy is the ultimate family man. And it seems like you're bringing a little bit of that mindset into what you're doing here, because the transition that you're talking about there, so many different golf companies have tried to introduce an active women's wear line, and I haven't seen anyone do it quite with the aplomb that Zero Restriction has done, one of your lines there at Summit Golf Brands. And I think it's just a tremendous, like, kind of eye-opening event that you all did when you started to bring in now what I've seen lately is the urban line, and there's just so many different things there that can be used at the country club, but they can also be used to go shopping around the town. And I think it's starting to kind of like almost migrate its way into the men's line too. So your point there is like is really cool, because just even now, you know, I have comfortable clothes on, and you know, I could wear them to the club or I could not, you know, and it's because of designers like you that are stepping forward and allowing us to do this. It's making golf a lot more fun and fashionable and a lot more comfortable, just quite honestly, you know.
Yeah.
One of the cool things is that, you know, everyone tells a story, and I know that Jack Lessing, who's the VP over there, loves to tell the story that, you know, you wanted to bring cotton back to the forefront, and your target demographic was basically me, the mid-amateur father, professional, not PGA professional, but professional, guy that works a lot, guy that has to earn golf time. I love that phrase that you guys brought up, the guy that has to earn golf time. So if he does, he might as well wear something comfortable. Can you give me a little bit of, you know, a background on how you developed back in 2013, or even maybe it was before that, you had this image in your mind of what B Drady was, and then what it's blown up into? I mean, this thing's huge, and tell me about it.
All right. Well, it really came out of, you know, once tech became really the mainstay in terms of what and when I say tech, I mean technical fabrics for golf shirts. Once that became the mainstay for golfers, I always felt like those shirts became prevalent in golf because the cotton that was out in the market at the time failed people. You know, all of it was the double mercerized cotton that at that time, you know, for people that don't know, it was kind of that shiny, silky feeling cotton. And what that mercerization did to cotton was it basically burned all of the fibers away, all the excess fibers from the yarn, so that it had a very silky look to it. But what that did is those fibers were what would transfer moisture or sweat and make it dissolve quickly into any other cotton shirt that wasn't mercerized. So for, you know, 100 years, people were wearing unmercerized cotton to play golf and were very comfortable. And it was only really because the double mercerized had become so prevalent in golf that people weren't comfortable wearing it to play golf. In fact, there's a generation of golfers that literally the pre-shot routine involved that shirt. They would reach over their shoulder and pull their shirt off their back because it was sticking to their back. And then they'd start their routine. And so I think these technical fabrics became prevalent because people wanted to be more comfortable on the golf course while they're playing. Now, yes, in extreme heat, those fabrics are hydrophobic, and so they don't absorb moisture, so you will be more comfortable. But, you know, my feeling is 85% of the time, you could go out in a cotton shirt and you'd be completely comfortable. In fact, more comfortable, I think, wearing cotton to play golf. But believe me, I'm not taking anything away from the tech shirts. I mean, there are days in August that I wish I didn't have a cotton shirt company, but, you know, because I'm sweating so much. But I think, you know, for 85, 90% of the time, you know, a cotton shirt is really probably better.
You know what? I can't disagree. I mean, it looks and it feels good. Now, your shirts are known for the most part for having a pocket. Where'd the pocket come from?
You know, I was just, I've got this big archives of, my family was involved with Izod Lacoste when I was growing up. And so I have all these old Izod shirts and everything like that. And there was, you know, a couple of shirts that I had from way back when that had a pocket on them. I always had an affection for it. I always felt that it went well with the self-collared shirt. So it just, it seemed like a natural.
Well, I tell you, it's the coolest thing. I love it. And actually, it's very useful, which is kind of nice. Folks, we're here talking to Billy Dratty. He's the creative director over at Summit Golf Brands. And you know what? I like to call him golf's number one trendsetter. And one of the things we like to do here on Springdale Golf Live is, like, we like to do a little rapid fire questions with our guests. So we're going to have some fun. Are you up for it, Billy?
Yeah, totally.
All right, here we go. You ready? Now, keep an open mind, all right, of course.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to start you with a softball. Navy or gray? What do you choose?
Both of them together.
Both together. All right. It's going to be like that, Al. You see how it is already with the rapid fire? All right. Shirts tucked or untucked?
Tucked.
Donald Ross or Gil Hans?
God.
See, you thought it'd be
Gil's
easy.
Gil's a good friend, so I have to say Gil, and I love the work that he's been doing. So, Gil Hunt.
All right. Will there be a B-Dratty ladies clothing soon?
When they have my arm twisted behind my back and are about to dip me in hot wax.
Okay. Spieth.
That'll probably happen someday or another.
All right. Fair enough. Spieth, does he win this year? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Ready? Here's a tough one for you. Eagles Deli or Marianne's?
Oh. Well, I quit drinking halfway through college, so I'd have to say Eagle Deli.
All right. Loafers or Chuck Taylors?
Loafers.
Socks, yes or no?
No.
All right. Well, you passed the test there, you know.
A lot of those were, I could have gone halfway on both of them. The shirt untucked or chucked, I really feel the both way, same way. I was never a Chuck Taylors fan because I got big feet. But if you had said Fred Perry's or some other sneaker, I might have opted for them.
All right. Well, you know, fair enough. We like to learn a lot about our guests, a little bit outside of their realm. You know, it's something that we do here. But speaking of learning more about you, not all of my listeners get to go to a green grass shop and pick up a B-Dratty shirt. So where can they learn more about your brand? Online? Do you guys have a website? Tell me more about Summit Golf Brands and how my listeners can learn more about your products and purchase them if they want.
Okay. Well, we've got websites for B-Dratty, which is bdratty.com, Fairway and Green, which is fairwayandgreen.com, and Zero Restriction, which is zerorestriction.com, all where we sell, you know, the lion's share of everything that we make. There might be some things missing, but for the most part, we have everything that we make. Our business, you know, almost exclusively is through the Greengrass Channel. And we have focused on that really because we believe that's what where the true golfer is, and that's who we're trying to appeal to. We're not necessarily trying to appeal to, you know, someone who shops at Nordstrom's or on Madison Avenue, but we'd rather, you know, go after our core customer. And so with that, we understand that we've limited our distribution, and we try and make everything available on all of our respective websites.
Well, you guys do a tremendous job over there, and I recommend to anyone to head on out and to look at those websites or check you guys out on social media. You have a great presence there, and I think it's a cool vibe you guys have going on. So I wish you the best of luck, and I was talking to Marty Hackle this morning, and he said also to make sure that good luck with your hot water. So I wish you good luck with that too. I don't know what it means, but he said to make sure I mention it to you. So,
do you want me to give you the story on that?
Yeah, real quick. Yeah.
All right. So I build a hockey rink every year, and so you know the temperature dropped below zero for what will be about 3 days. So we started to fill my hockey rink last night, and this morning it wasn't fully full, so I decided to throw the hot water in there too to double the output. So I went to go take a shower this morning, and there was no hot water. So that was on a day like today. It was tough, but the worst part wasn't that. It was 10 minutes later when my wife went to go shower and there was no hot water. Then there was some real steam without any hot water coming out of the shower. That's for sure.
All right. Well. Good luck with that.
All right.
But enjoy the hockey. And, you know, from a Holy Cross Crusader to a BC Eagle, thanks so much for coming on the show. And we'll see you in a couple weeks. Okay, Billy?
All right. Thanks, Keith.
Take care now.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, Al Brooks, right? Billy Drady. Creative designer
and some TMI
and not a plumber, but it is what it is. You know, he did a tremendous job there, and you know, the rapid fire questions got him a little bit, which was cool.
Stumped on a couple.
Yeah. And you know, I thought the easy one was navy or blue, and he said both at the same time.
I like that answer.
You know what? It's all good. And you know what else is all good? It's about 3:15 p.m. here in Princeton, and of course it's 9:15 a.m. for our friends out in Honolulu, Hawaii, in the PGA Tour. Thanks for listening to Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
The mothers and fathers throughout the land.
The New Jersey Golf Foundation, the charitable arm of the NJPGA section, is committed to positively impacting lives and communities through the game of golf, with a focus on three core pillars: youth, military, and special needs. The NJGF delivers dynamic programming under the guidance of PGA professionals, so individuals from all backgrounds can experience the game of golf in a welcoming environment. To support the NJGF or learn more about programs and special events, visit njgolffoundation.org. That's njgolffoundation.org.
Hey, it's Clay Travis of OutKickTheCoverage.com. I'm sure you already have a morning routine. Mine used to involve feeding children and changing diapers, but in an unfortunate twist for my wife...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I no longer have time for that.
I hate you.
Outkick the Coverage has come to your radio every weekday morning, whether you want it or not.
Weekday morning, 6 a.m.
So join us when you wake up.
This is 920 The Jersey.
Let's get back on course as Springdale Golf Live continues on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. Once again, Keith Stewart.
Welcome back, everyone, to Springdale Golf Live. I'm Keith Stewart. You're listening to Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. There's our man, Bob Dylan, on the mic, on the harmonica this week. Al Brooks providing us the song of the week, which is The Times They Are Changing.
They are.
They're always changing. You know, the world is round is a phrase that I say all the time, which means that whatever happens usually comes back and happens again.
It does.
You know, a couple years later. Yeah. And it was really cool to talk to Billy Drady there. And one of the things that the main thing that he's known for, and this guy's worked everywhere in retail, and he kind of touched upon it, but his father brought Lacoste over from France.
Wow.
Way back when he was a kid.
Right.
And then they merged it with their own Izod line and everything. So he grew up in retail. He was a designer at Timberland, Joseph Aboud. He worked at Polo, Hickey Freeman. And then, you know, he now, since I think it's like 2010, he's worked for Summit Golf Brands, and he designs this Bedratty. So the Bedratty shirt is really cool because it's cotton, and for years, and I do a lot of buying over there at Springdale of everything that goes into the golf shop, and almost every, when I first started there in 2009, everything was basically 80% cotton and 20% poly, or like performance fibers, the non-stick stuff he's talking about. Yeah. And then now in 2018, or getting ready for 2019, I'm almost the other way. I'm 80% poly and 20% cotton, and the cotton I bring in is like Bedratty, and they're very, very nice shirts, and they're fun to wear.
They sound like it.
The best part is that they feel like clothing,
yeah,
you know, and not kind of like, you know, poly shirts are great, don't get me wrong. When it's hot, there's nothing better. And a lot of people have made great strides, different companies in doing it, but, you know, the world is round, so we've come back to cotton, and congrats to him and his team over there for all their success. And, you know, this whole flagstick thing, I'm getting right into it here, Al.
Okay.
All right, so thank you, Billy, but we got to talk USGA rules of golf here, because I listen all week, and folks, you know what I love to do. I know that your time is extremely valuable. So what I do is I listen to all these different golf mediums all week long, and then I bring you the pop culture news that you need as a Springdale member, as a friend of the show, as a listener, first-time listener, whatever it may be. So the times they are a-changing is the theme of the week for a variety of reasons. One, we go back to cotton shirts. Great. Two, the rules of golf have officially changed. And I'm one of those people who think the rules of golf are a bit over-discussed. But boy, oh boy, has the USGA stepped into it here. Okay? It's it's like they've been in my backyard when I used to have two Labrador Retrievers. I mean, they are in trouble. They're into it up to their knees. Okay. So prior to January 1st, 2019, when you were on the putting green, you had to remove the flag stick in order to putt. You could have it attended, or tended, for short. But essentially, in order for the ball to go in the cup and not receive a penalty, you had to take the flag stick out. Now, the USGA didn't really do any research on this thing, and they said, well, we're just going to allow people to putt with it in because we want them to play quicker. And they have this big focus in the world about everyone needs to play golf quicker and everything, and that's great. But there are some young, pretty smart people in golf that play for a living and play for millions of dollars. And they said, all right, you're going to let me leave the flag stick in. We're going to do some research on that. I mean, there's some smart people in golf, right? Yeah. Just like Billy. He's a smart guy. You know, they're designing some really fun stuff. So here's the summary. After listening to about 121 hours of flag stick talk this week on all the different golf channels, Sirius, everything else, here's the deal, folks. In summary, you got to keep the flag stick in the cup, because it's going to help you. It's actually going to make a difference. Huh. So when you putt, Al, whether especially if it's 60 feet, 50 feet, 30 feet, 20 feet, you're keeping the flag stick in, folks. This is the recommendation. I'm a PGA professional. I have analyzed the data. I have listened to the experts, and now I am making my recommendation. My recommendation is this thing's got to go in. The only time it wouldn't go in at that length of a putt is if it's really windy and the flag stick's going back and forth. But if that flag stick is vertical and it's sitting there and it's going to act like a backboard, if your speed is even remotely close to the cup and it hits that flag stick, it's going to knock some speed off of it. Gravity's going to take over. The ball's going to fall down. There is statistical proof of this. You can't argue it. You got to do it. The only thing I can say is that if there becomes a point where you get so close to the flag stick, 4 feet, 3 feet, 2 feet, that you feel like a little bit of, like, it feels weird to me that the flag stick's in, you would want to practice that. But at the end of the day, we need to start putting the flag stick in 2019. It is an advantage. And the USGA, you know, they kill me because they even admitted that they didn't look at the research side of this, right? And you go back to Mike Davis, and he's out there, and he says, we're not trying to hurt the game. We're just giving you options, all right? Now, he said that back when they took away anchoring or the use of the long putter holding it against your body, right? So he says we're not trying to hurt the game here by taking away those that need to anchor because maybe they're a little twitchy or so, or they putt better with it. We're just trying to give you options. Well, Mike, 5 years later, you were right. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're giving us plenty of options. And, you know, it's just one of those things that it kind of makes me laugh, because the unintended consequences of this thing is that they're actually not only going to make the game quicker, but they're going to make the game easier. And kudos to the guys on the PGA Tour like Bryson DeChambeau that figured it out, and Dave Pelz, and everyone that's doing all of these tests and helping us golfers out realize that this is definitely the way to go. And, you know, speaking of those guys, they are now, we have now officially started. Last week was the Tournament of Champions, so not everyone, was not a full field PGA Tour event, but they're still out in Hawaii. Now they're on the Big Island of Honolulu, and they're having the Sony Open, and which is at Wailea Country Club, and now they have their first full field event of the year, and the flag sticks in, folks. It's in there a lot, you know, and you saw it last week, and, you know, very much kudos to Xander Schauffele, who won last week. He had a great final round. I think it was a 11 under 62 on a par 73 course out there. He closed it out. He ran past Rory McIlroy. He squeaked by Gary Woodland, who had a putt to tie him on the last hole, but Xander Schauffele, this guy is the real deal. He's part of that class of 2011, high school class, AJGA, that everyone raves about, that has Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Ollie Schneiderjans. It just so happens that my man Xander's got four wins. He's sixth in the world golf ranking. I mean, you got to pay attention to this guy. And he loves small field events. He's won a tour championship. He was rookie of the year a couple years ago. Now he wins the Tournament of Champions. Just only had 30 something guys there. Keep an eye on him, because he's a player in all of this. He looks like a really cool customer, and it's there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, 11 under on Kapalua, I mean, that's just a fantastic golf course. One that definitely is open to scoring, but he got it done. And you know, kudos to him. You know, and this week alone, so JT was there. We mentioned his name. He was there last week. Yesterday, shot a little opening 67. He had two eagles, and he shot 67, so I think he was hoping for more. But his buddy, or partner in crime there, Jordan Spieth, he unfortunately did not have a good start yesterday. He was about plus three to start. He's going to tee off later this afternoon. And our overnight leader was a gentleman by the name of Adam Svensson, who shot 9 under 61. But let's take a look at what's going on right now this afternoon. They're 6 hours behind. So the morning wave is about halfway through their round. And, oh, my main man, Al, the human ATM, Mr. Matt Kuchar. Uh-huh. And everybody knows, you know, when it comes to DraftKings, I love me some Matt Kuchar. And Matt Kuchar, he's 5 under today through 9 holes, and he's got a 3-shot lead over Ches Reavie. Thomas playing this morning, he's only 1 under through 9. And like I said, Spieth plays this afternoon. And, you know, that's a little bit of your roundup there from Hawaii. Now, if you remember back in December, Al, there was another tour called the Web.com Tour.
Right.
I have to say that three times fast. The Web.com Tour. And the times are a change in there, because they're about to start up their 2019 campaign. We had Max Grazerman on here way back in our High Hopes episode back in, let's see, that was mid-December?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So look back at the notes.
Yeah. The holidays create a lot of fog. Yeah, look back at the notes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we wish the best of luck to Max and all his compatriots. And we wish Max a little bit better luck. He's a New Jersey boy and a supporter of Springdale Golf Live. So we want to see him do well. But the web.com does a really savvy thing in that they start their season on a Sunday night.
Really?
So when the PGA Tour wraps up, they start their first tournament of the year, and they go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, which I think is kind of cool. You know, and they get themselves, they do that for the first 2 weeks. They're in the Bahamas, you know, tough place to play, but they're out there doing their thing. And we wish the best to Max in the start of that tour. And, you know, we're only a couple weeks away from the LPGA getting started, and right, they got a lot of news going on. So, you know, golf is back. Golf is back. And, you know, one of the things, so I'm lying in bed the other night, Al, and I'm thinking about Springdale Golf Live.
Here we go. And could be TMI, but yeah, I'm ready.
Nope, I got it. It's clean.
Okay.
All right. I know the delay is on, but it's clean. It's clean. So one of the things we talked about last week was that how these equipment companies are now getting into this drop zone where, you know, that they're revealing their new product instead of just, you know, kind of just throwing it out there and saying, right, hey, we have a new driver. So TaylorMade did a player reveal last week live down in Florida.
Right.
And what they did was they kind of covered up the bags of their players. So, you know, at this reveal, you had some pretty cool guys like Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, John Rahm. Then you had Rory and you had Tiger. Well, they put this little 1 minute commercial out on YouTube, and this thing is so cool. I mean, these guys are hitting their new toys, and they're like kids in a candy store, and it's a lot of fun to watch. It's a minute long, really savvy job right there, just kind of selling the game. I love it. I mean, it gets people hyped up about golf, and golf is back. We're here. I love the closing line is Rory's like, I hit it further. He goes, I'm going to need a 9,000 yard golf course. I'm like, that's pretty funny. So, you know, kudos to all those guys. Yep. And then one last quick story. Do I have time for one last quick story,
We can squeeze it in.
All right. Remember during the Max Grazerman episode, we talked about the guy whose clubs were stolen?
Right.
Right? Yep. Okay. Yep. So they were found. And here's how they were found, right? There was a woman walking down the street in Arizona. And she sees a homeless man. The homeless man begs for money. And she says, I'm not going to just give you money. Do you have anything to sell? I'll buy something for you. She says, okay. He says, let me take a look in my tent here. So he looks in his tent. And she says, I'll take that bag of golf clubs. I'll give you $75 for it, right? Then she starts to see all the stuff that's on social media about, well, this guy, it's got the guy's name on it, Cody Blick, right? So that's how the golf clubs were found. And the guy's still qualified. I still love that story.
That's great.
So I had to follow up with that. But folks, you know, the times, they are a-changing, and the time, it just, I don't know where it goes on a Friday afternoon.
It flies.
But I love having you here, and I don't love passing you off to Doug Gottlieb, but I got to do it. So thank you to everyone that's listening. My producer, Al Brooks, on the board, always tremendous. Springdale Board of Governors, appreciate your support along with Troon Golf Management. And most importantly, got to love my listeners. So folks, we're heading to Springdale, but where are you headed? Well, let the tower be your guide. And from New York to the North Shore, and of course, everywhere online, may you all have a Springdale day.
You've been listening to Springdale Golf Live with Keith Stewart. Keith returns to the tee next Friday afternoon at 3 on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.